Just past 6:30 on another bitter February night, a group of 30 or so men and women file into a room at St. Vincent Community Center in Pagedale. This winter marks the first time St. Louis County has ever operated an emergency overflow shelter. It opens when the air temperature or the wind chill is expected to drop below 20 degrees overnight.
We just decided that we needed to make this happen.
Andrea Jackson Jennings is the county's human services director.
It's a discussion that's been ongoing. We have been paying attention to the weather reports and just acknowledging the real need to do something in inclement weather.
Since the shelter first opened on January 3rd, word has spread. Jimmy, who did not want to give his last name, has bounced between living with family in the county and staying in homeless shelters in the city over the last few months.
I found out about the bus was coming here. I waited in the cold for things cleaner. The people that work here are nice. And it's quiet, it's peaceful.
The shelter helps keep people safe, says Jackson Jennings, but it also gives her staff a way to find those who might have lived in the county before becoming homeless. Eligibility for additional services is partially determined by a last known address. But on this night, as it's been almost every night, most of those who come inside give city or out-of-state addresses. Pam Neal, a homeless services specialist for the county, says it's a matter of access.
Most of the clients that we're looking for don't have transportation. The bus transportation is really not connecting them, and then it's like a 3-mile walk from the bus stop to here.
Transportation is one of several fundamental difficulties the county faces in helping its homeless population. Even if people want help, it can be hard to get to it. Take clients at Loaves and Fishes, a temporary shelter for women and children in Maryland Heights. Executive Director Jackie McIntosh says many of them need free drop-in daycare, which is located in downtown St. Louis.
Our closest bus stops are a mile to a mile and a half, and it's usually a 2-hour one-way journey for her to get down to St. Patrick's Center to try and enroll in their program.
The homeless services manager, Shauna Eubanks, says at an even more basic level, it's difficult to locate those who need help in the first place.
Where maybe in other areas in the country, the unsheltered homeless would go to soup kitchens during the day, and then you would be able to identify them that way. We don't have that type of resource.
In affluent areas, Eubanks says, homeless individuals make an effort to stay hidden as a survival mechanism. That's symptomatic of what Mike Jones, a senior policy advisor to County Executive Charlie Dooley, calls a, quote, culture problem.
A suburban cognitive mindset has tendency to be rather homogeneous. So everybody thinks of themselves as everybody's just like me.
In other words, no one wants to admit there's an issue, much less allow the county to do anything about it. Take Dooley's August 2012 pledge to open a year-round emergency shelter by the end of that year. None of the 90 municipalities wanted the building in their boundaries. Even now, the county is still looking for a good location in the 170 square miles it regulates. Jackie McIntosh at Loaves and Fishes says she'd love to help more women and children.
We sit on almost 2 acres, but because we are in the middle of a residential neighborhood, we are not allowed to expand.
For that promised county shelter, Mike Jones would only say it will be opened as quickly and effectively as possible. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.